This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, founder of conservativehq.com, and he's been a longtime fixture in the conservative movement. He has some insight he'd like to share today on the opening day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Sonia Sotomayor. And Richard, it's always good to have you with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
One of the things we're seeing as these opening statements come from the senators today is a clear dividing line. Most of the Democrats have already concluded that she's worth a yes vote on confirmation. A lot of the Republicans have questions about whether she has discriminated along racial lines. And, of course, there was the recent Supreme Court overturning of the Ricci case, which meant that she was overturned. But you believe there's another principle at work here, one that the Obama administration has actually admitted that could become a much bigger factor than anything else that's been talked about. What's going on here?
Yeah, regardless of the issue that you're concerned about, whether it's criminal law or property rights or First Amendment or Second Amendment, use of foreign law by judges, racial issues, equal protection, any aspect of the law, this nominee should be very concerning. The president's longtime Chicago advisor, David Axelrod, about 6 weeks ago, in an interview said that the president nominated Sonia Sotomayor because he wanted someone whose philosophy of judging was his, which means to adapt, change constitutional principles and law. Exactly the what Thomas Jefferson warned us about. Jefferson said the Constitution was not a piece of clay that you model and mold to your own views. If you want to change the Constitution, expand any rights, or restrict any, you should do it through the legislative, the constitutional process. And this president says he wants somebody who shares his views that you need to change constitutional principles.
And what exactly would that mean then for this country going forward? How does that change the fundamental role of the courts and the whole judicial branch?
Now, you know, we had two of the three branches of government that we've been given by our founding fathers. Two are supposed to make the law, the executive branch, the White House, the president, and then the legislative branch, the Congress at the federal level. And then the courts have been sort of the referee. And now Obama says we don't need a court to be the referee. We want the court to enter into the legislative process. And so the according to the president here, he wants somebody who's empathetic, someone who doesn't look at the Constitution, doesn't look at whether it's proscribed or permitted in the Constitution, in our laws. But what would be a good outcome? And I want somebody who's empathetic. And that's a very, very frightening, the idea, Greg, that we no longer are a nation of laws. We now become a nation of men, which our founding fathers said we should avoid.
What sort of questions do you hope to hear from Republicans or senators from either party as this process unfolds on that issue?
Greg, at the end of the day, I think we have to recognize that it's highly unlikely the Republicans have the votes, are going to find the votes to defeat her. And the number one objective, I would hope, to come out of these hearings, testimony, questioning, etc., is to define not only Mrs. Sotomayor, but also Obama. The Republicans and John McCain in recent years failed to define him. And I think that it's very, very important that after several weeks or more, hopefully, of hearings, that we begin to define not only Mrs. Sotomayor, not only Obama, but lay down a marker going forward as to what will be acceptable in potential nominees for the courts going forward. And also I would say to people out there, if you're concerned about other issues and you think this issue is maybe not an issue that is of particular importance to you, I would strongly suggest that if you're concerned about defeating socialized health care, card check, cap and trade, taxes, the road to all of those begins with this Supreme Court nominee, because if we don't begin to define Obama here, it's going to be very difficult to change any of his policies for the rest of the year.
Richard, last question before we let you go. You mentioned that John McCain, last year's presidential nominee for the Republicans, and Republicans in general in recent years have not done a good job of defining Obama, and you just said they need to do it now. How do they do that, and are you confident they will do that?
Well, you define it by challenging every single policy he puts forward, because he's only putting forward socialistic proposals, socialistic solutions to whatever problem he sees on the horizon. As we know, his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, famously said, "You never want to let a crisis go to waste." So they're using problems in this country to change America, to make our country a very different country than we've been for the last 235 years. So it's a very, very frightening time. And as we heard many times from Benjamin Franklin, if we don't hang together, we're going to certainly hang separately. And I think that regardless of whatever issues you're concerned about, conservatives need to come together and weigh in on this battle and all the others that are coming. We're all in this together.
Richard, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Bye. Absolutely. Richard Viguerie, founder of ConservativeHQ.com, longtime fixture in the conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.